Chapter 8, The White Knight. The sound of the drums filled the air.
It's too noisy for me here, thought Alice. It's time to go now.
She jumped up and crossed the little stream into the seventh square. When she looked back, she could see the lion and the unicorn. They looked angry because the drums had spoiled their picnic. Alice could still hear the drums. She put her hands over her ears to shut out the noise.
That will soon drum them out of town, she said to herself.
At last, the drums stopped. When Alice looked back, she couldn't see the lion or the unicorn. She couldn't see Hare or Hatter. Had she dreamed them? But when she looked down, she saw that the cake plate was still in her hand.
So it wasn't a dream, she said to herself.
She walked away, still holding the plate. Then she heard a shout, and a red knight galloped towards her on his horse.
You're my prisoner, he cried.
Then there was another shout, and a white knight rode up to them. The two knights looked at each other.
She's my prisoner, said the Red Knight.
And I came to rescue her, replied the White Knight.
Then we must fight for her, cried the Red Knight.
He put on his helmet, which was the shape of a horse's head. The two knights started to fight, and Alice watched from behind a tree.
Oh dear, more fighting, she thought sadly.
It was a very noisy battle. If one knight hit the other knight, that one fell off his horse. If he missed, he fell off his own horse. In the end, both knights fell off their horses, landing on their heads. They stood up and shook hands. Then the Red Knight jumped onto his horse and galloped away.
I'm the winner, cried the White Knight.
And I'm not a prisoner, said Alice. I'm pleased about that. But I really want to be a queen.
You will be a queen, the White Knight replied. When you get to the eighth square. Now, I'll go with you to the edge of the forest, and then I must leave you. Knights can't go further than that.
Thank you very much, said Alice. Shall I help you to take off your helmet?
Taking off the horse-shaped helmet took quite a long time. When at last it was off, the White Knight pushed back his hair, and Alice looked at him carefully.
He's very strange, thought Alice. His eyes are so large and his hair is so long.
Then she noticed a small wooden box hanging upside down from his armour. The lid was open.
Do you like my little box?
Asked the White Knight.
I invented it myself. I keep my clothes and my sandwiches in it. It hangs upside down to keep the rain out.
But the things in the box will fall out, said Alice. The lid is open.
Is it? Then all my things have fallen out, replied the White Knight sadly. So I don't need the box any more. I'll throw it into the bushes.
He untied it, but then he said,
No. I won't throw it away. I'll hang it on this tree. Bees may make a nest in it, Then I could have some honey. I like honey.
Alice frowned.
But you already have a beehive, she said. I can see it. It's tied to your saddle.
Yes, and it's a very good beehive, replied the White Knight. It's the best sort, but there are no bees in it. They never come. And the other thing is a mouse trap. The mice keep the bees away, and the bees keep the mice away.
But there won't be any mice, said Alice. Not on a horse's back.
We don't know that. Some mice may come, said the White Knight. And if they do, the mouse trap is ready for them. I like to be ready for anything. That's why my horse has spikes fixed to his legs. I invented them myself. They're to keep sharks away, you see.
Alice tried not to laugh.
Sharks in a forest, she thought.
And now it's time to go,
the White Knight said. He climbed onto his horse and they set off. After a few minutes, the White Knight said,
Why are you carrying that plate?
It's a cake plate, replied Alice. It's for plum cake.
Help me to put it in this bag, said the White Knight. If we find any plum cake, we'll need it.
It was difficult to get the plate into the bag because there were so many spoons in it. But at last it was in. The White Knight hung it on his saddle with a bunch of carrots and many other things. As they went through the forest, the White Knight said,
The wind can be very strong, you know. Is your hair fixed tightly on your head?
Yes, I think so, said Alice with a smile. Have you invented a way to stop it blowing off?
Not yet, replied the White Knight. But I have invented a way to stop hair falling out. You can try it if you like.
Tell me about it, said Alice.
You must take a straight stick and put it on your head, the White Knight explained. Then you make your hair grow up it. Hair falls out because it hangs down, you see. But nothing can fall upwards.
Alice thought about this strange idea as they went through the forest. The White Knight was not a very good rider. He fell off his horse again and again, and each time Alice had to help him to get back on. After the fifth time, Alice said,
I don't think you've ridden many horses.
Why do you say that?
Asked the White Knight with a frown.
Because you fall off so often, replied Alice.
I've ridden lots of horses, cried the White Knight.
He shut his eyes and started whispering to himself.
Oh, I've upset him, thought Alice.
After a few minutes, the White Knight waved his arm in the air and said,
A good rider always.
He stopped speaking suddenly and fell off his horse. He landed on his head.
Are you all right? Asked Alice as she helped him to get up. Have you broken any bones?
Oh, only a few, he replied. As I was saying, a good rider always keeps his balance. Like this.
He dropped the reins and stretched out his arms. Then he fell off again.
Lots of horses. Lots of horses, he said,
as Alice helped him to climb up again.
This is all very silly, she said. You should have a rocking horse. It would be much easier to ride.
Do rocking horses go very smoothly?
Asked the White Knight, holding tightly onto his horse's neck.
They go more smoothly than real ones, laughed Alice.
Then I'll get one,
said the White Knight.
Or two, perhaps.
They went on in silence. Then the White Knight said,
I've invented a way of getting over a gate. Shall I tell you about it?
Yes, please, said Alice.
Well, said the White Knight, if you're standing up, your head is high enough to get over the gate, but your feet are too low. So if you put your head on the gate and then put your feet up in the air, you can do it.
But that would be very difficult, said Alice. Have you tried it?
Not yet,
he replied.
But I'll try it soon.
Then he fell off his horse again and into a deep hole. He went in head first, with his legs waving in the air, but he didn't stop talking. Alice pulled him out.
How can you talk when your head is in a hole?
She asked.
I never stop thinking and inventing things,
he said.
And I like to talk about my inventions. I do it better when I'm upside down.
Soon they came to the edge of the forest.
I must go back now,
said the White Knight, as he pulled on the reins to turn his horse.
But you're nearly there. Go down the hill and over a little stream, and then you'll be in the 8th square. Soon you'll be a queen. But will you wait here until I get to that bend in the path? Will you wave your hand to say goodbye?
Yes, of course I will, said Alice. And thank you for coming so far with me.
They shook hands, and Alice watched the White Knight as he rode slowly back into the forest. He fell off 5 more times. When at last he reached the bend in the path, Alice waved to him. Then he was gone.
Now for the 8th square,
said Alice to herself.
Then I can be a queen.
She started to run down the hill. Soon she came to the little stream and she jumped over it. Then she sat down to rest. She was sitting on soft green grass and she could see lots of beautiful flowers.
I'm so pleased to be here at last, she said to herself. There's something on my head. What is it?
She put her hands up to feel it. It was heavy and smooth, and it fitted tightly round her head. She lifted it off and looked at it. It was a gold crown. Alice laughed and put the crown back on her head.
Now you're Queen Alice, she said to herself. But you mustn't sit on the grass, Your Majesty. Stand up straight, hold your head up, and be a real queen.